Welcome, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So welcome your experience as it appears to you. Being completely open, available. Without any effort. There is nothing you need to do because there is no personal doer. No personal subject. Sensations appear effortlessly in the spaciousness of awareness. That is your experience. Effortless awareness. Being presence, nothing is lacking, nothing is too much. For the duration of this meeting, you can invite your body and your mind to rest. To be tranquil. Because your true nature is tranquility. The wide open sky of awareness. You are that freedom. That openness. Which is untouched. By events in the world or events in the body or mind. So you don't need to chase anything. Or resist anything. In this way, you don't maintain the illusion of a separate doer. The illusion of being a limited self, a limited entity. All activities arise out of stillness. Like the waves arise out of the ocean. The stillness is not affected by what appears to you. So invite yourself to sink back, so to speak. Into the non-movement. Without resisting whatever appears. There is no need for you to fix the images on the screen. Simply recognize yourself as the transparent screen of awareness. Which does not know any separation. There are no borders to awareness. There's no such thing as ownership when it comes to awareness. My awareness, your awareness is all one. And the understanding of this oneness is the understanding about our essential nature, understanding about reality, about truth, which is the blooming of love, and peace. Freedom. When it comes to thoughts which arise to you, there is viveka, the capacity to distinguish between a thought which is a neutral appearance and a thought which is loaded with the belief that there is a separate entity. The belief that I am a separate consciousness. It is this belief which is the culprit, which maintains worries and concerns But you need to be free from senseless worries and concerns. It is this belief and the feeling that I am a mortal entity, which you are not. The body is mortal. The sunrise and the sunset, the tide goes up and the tide goes back down. The acorn, which grows into an oak tree, and when a strong wind comes and in a stormy weather, the oak tree goes back down to the ground. That is the case with the body. The body mind. But that has nothing to do with your reality. Right now, in this moment, there is the reality which perceives this perception effortlessly. That which is and cannot not be. It has no color, no shape, no gender, no size, no beginning, no ending, no location. You are that transparent, invisible beingness, awareness, which has no birth or death. So to know yourself intimately and directly in this moment as that. And to invite your entire being, your entire body mind, to align itself with this understanding. Rather than the habitual download of I am somebody, and oh my God, what is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my family, to my tribe, to my body, to my mind? The understanding that nothing happens to you, to the true you. There is only one you, one reality, which is a reality of consciousness, of awareness, that which in this moment perceives, hears effortlessly. You are not the body mind, biocomputer. You perceive the biocomputer, you perceive thoughts, you perceive bodily sensations, you perceive memories, you perceive hunger. But you are not defined by that which you perceive. You need to come to this understanding so that understanding becomes your own. Your own direct experience. You're not defined by the thoughts that appear to you. You're not defined by the narrative, the me narrative, the narrative of my body, the narrative of my family, the narrative of my tribe. You're not defined by anything which appears to you. You are the undefined presence. Formless presence. There is a liberating understanding. The understanding which brings an end to mistaken identification, brings an end to suffering. Brings an end to the sense of separation, which is unhappy. In this moment, what is it that you truly are? Without using memory, without using mind, this moment, which is not a moment in time, what is it? Allow yourself to be not knowing. It's a step in the good direction to be not knowing. Because the mind is loaded with stuff inherited rubbish about the self. The mind exists in time, in thought. You don't. You are the eternity of being. Thoughts appear to you, you being this ordinary and yet extraordinary awareness, non-phenomenal, so the path is the path of love. Love of truth. The path is the path of letting be, relaxing the old tendencies of resisting and seeking. The path is the path of inquiry, investigation about reality. What is it that is and cannot not be? The path is the path of living your understanding, not just being an academic. Embodying your understanding, trusting the understanding, but not any understanding that is borrowed, but to reach your own understanding, to come to your own understanding, so you can live your life fully. It is an exploration, your exploration, yours. You have to be available and willing to explore, to investigate. Because happiness is your true nature. Causeless peace. Causeless freedom. It is your true self, which is veiled by the belief that you are born and that your destiny is death. The belief that you are a male or female entity, which you are not and have never been. Okay, so whatever questions you may have, please make sure to unmute yourself. You can raise your hand or turn your attention to the React icon at the bottom of the screen. Once you click on it, you can also raise your hand that way. So welcome whatever questions you may have, anything that you would like to explore. And if you don't mind, you can turn on your video because I like to see you. So, any questions?